Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to No BS Hiring Advice Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Now, I simulcast this show as a Google Hangout, so you can watch this live at plus.google.com, and you'll see a picture of a guy in a cap that says Headhunter on the top. Black cap, white lettering. And I do this show for a simple reason. I find that for many of you, hiring tends to be a lot harder than it really needs to be. I believe there are systems in place that make it more complicated than it needs to be, and I try to help you break down some of the barriers from my experience. And I've only been doing recruiting for more than 40 years. Started in 1972, it makes it 43 years this year I've been doing recruiting for professionals. So, before I get into today's show, let me just simply say I have two sponsors. The first one is Audible. If you go to audibletrial.com/thebiggamehunter, you can sign up for a free trial of Audible. And as part of that trial, you'll also receive a free audiobook. Great deal. Hope you enjoy it. You can cancel at any time. And I know you like audio, you listen to my podcast, right? And then my second sponsor is consultingassignments.com. That's a site where you can find and fill consulting assignments, full-time consulting positions, temp to permanent, contract to hire opportunities anywhere in the world completely free. Posting a job or a resume is free. Searching jobs and resumes is also free. The ability to contact one another is free. The only thing the site charges for is if you feature a job or a resume, it is $10 for 30 days. And if you're going to feature more than one position, they have prices where they'll take that down more dramatically. So that site again is consultingassignments.com. So I thought I would do a show for you folks about LinkedIn Recruiter, which is LinkedIn's premier product for recruiting firms and corporations to locate talent on their site. Now, I'm going to speak to you as someone who is an early adopter of LinkedIn. I was a member, believe it or not, 7653. There was really very little that was there back in the Stone Ages, and to this day, I rarely accept a connection request from another recruiter. My network would be a lot larger if I did, but I don't believe it's my goal in life to help my competition fill jobs. I just work on filling jobs of my own clients and networking my way into people and opportunities and creating circumstances where people reach out to me. So, LinkedIn Recruiter is something I worked with about 2 years ago and I'm again working with now. And I happen to like it a lot. So if you sign up for it, it's not a free product, obviously, but it's a product that costs about $10,000 a year. And in my way of thinking, it's well worth it. Here's what happens with the product. First of all, I was a premium user until I switched over. Premium users got 25 emails per month. Now, there are workarounds where you can use tools like Profit or People Connect or Connectifier. I just want to make sure about that People Connect one. I'm giving you the right product name. That will also give you access to email addresses of people that are not first-level connections of yours. However, LinkedIn Recruiter is giving you access to the entire LinkedIn database. There are very few circumstances you need to use these additional tools to operate. Now, whereas the premium product that I was using had 25 emails per month, and has since been increased to 50 as part of LinkedIn's recent policy change. The policy change is that instead of reimbursing you for an email if it is not responded to in a week, LinkedIn is now only reimbursing you if it is responded to within 3 months. That those 25 have since become 50, those 50 have become 100. I forget what the 250 product is up to now, but there are two levels of LinkedIn Recruiter. I'm using the one with 100 emails to it. You as a corporate user may go for the more expensive product where there are probably 500, 350 in the way of emails. You can find out about that when you have a chance. So to access it, what you do is on the main LinkedIn product, you'll see to the right-hand side an area along the black ribbon underneath your photo or icon. Replace your photo, there'll be the words connect to LinkedIn Recruiter. Now, they may talk initially once you discontinue your existing package. They may repeatedly pop up the, hey, sign up for a premium service. They're trying to double dip you. It's not necessary. I'll simply say that when you convert to Recruiter, if you have premium service, they're sloppy about the disconnect. So just make sure that your old emails disappear because they're supposed to, and your new ones from the Recruiter product step in to replace them. So once you get to the dashboard for LinkedIn Recruiter, you'll see a couple of things that you can work with. To the left are projects, and what they're allowing you to do is to aggregate your tasks almost like a CRM tool under product project headings. So you're able to, as you identify qualified individuals, put them in effect in a folder. That's the Monster language for it. Monster.com lets you create folders from which you can send emails. LinkedIn does projects from which you can send emails. There's also this clipboard functionality that I see no purpose to. I think I'd rather just put things into a project folder, save it there, and send my messages from there. Or as I identify people on a given page, send out emails to them. Now, one thing I've noticed right away is those additional tools that I've mentioned to you, like Connectifier and Profit, People Connect, don't work in the Recruiter environment. I suspect what's happened is those Chrome extensions are blocked by LinkedIn Recruiter. And frankly, I haven't really found them necessary. So very simply, they're not going to be operational on the right-hand side of your page. So there are projects there. There's a clipboard. If part of your contract includes job listings, you can post and manage your job listings from Recruiter. Now, I want to mention to you my own initial impressions of posting a job, and that is, frankly, I'm not getting much in the way of a response from jobs. Now, it could be that people are not used to looking at that section of their LinkedIn page for the items that are being put up there to notify them of a suitable job for them. And I know that people are not really looking at job listings like they once did before. So I don't really find jobs all that valuable at this stage, although I have them as part of my contract. The big thing I use LinkedIn Recruiter for is being a recruiter, reaching out to people that I don't know, to identify them, reach out to them through either phone or by email, and recruiting them. When I'm reaching out to them by email, because of the new policy that LinkedIn has, where you only get credited back if there's a response. When I'm doing an email to someone, let me just give you an example. I'll send a message to them then with a subject line that says confidential search for such and such. I'm doing a search for a client that's trying to locate a fill-in-the-blank in fill-in-the-blank city. This is a URL to a position summary that I've created for the role. So I take them to a bit.ly link that connects to a job description that I have for the job. So it's a complete description of the position description. I saw your background on LinkedIn. It looked interesting. Don't know if you're open to things right now, but if you are, I'd love to see a copy of your resume and work. So please forward it to me and I give them my email address. If you aren't interested, perhaps you might know of someone who is qualified who I could reach out to. If so, could you send let me know who they are and how to reach them, or ask them to contact me. I sign it with my name, company name, web address, email address, and here's the big thing. At the end of it, I put, P.S., please reply to this message through LinkedIn, even if you aren't interested. Hear that again. P.S., please respond to this message through LinkedIn, even if you aren't interested. I'm doing that for the simple reason that I want them to respond back through LinkedIn so I get more emails credited back. Don't you want to have that happen? No matter how large your plan is, no matter how many emails you're sending out, you want to get credits back and encourage them to respond to you through their system. If they respond through an email outside of LinkedIn, you're not getting credits for it. So you want them to respond back through LinkedIn so that you get a credit for it. Then there's another area with reports here. Now, there's a feature in there called Pipeline Analytics. I haven't fully played with yet. There's a recruiter usage one under reports that gives you an idea of how many times you've logged in, how many times you've logged in, when and per day, the searches performed, how many profile views you've had, number of emails you've sent on a given day, by date, and number of profiles that you may have imported into their system. That's the pipeline function. In the last 7 days, on a given day, over the course of a particular period of time. You can download that information, and there's team sharing that can be created. So there's lots of different ways to play with the analytics on the reports. There are admin settings. There's information where you can have talent updates from their system. There's information about campaigns that you've done, reviews, that are available to you. A lot of different tools, additional tools that I'll go into on another occasion. So I just want to give you an intro to LinkedIn Recruiter. For those of you who've seen some of my videos online about different products that I've used, I give this one a thumbs up. I think it's a good tool to work with and well worth the money. So I hope you find this show helpful. I hope you refer it to other people. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I've done professional recruiting for more than 40 years, and I have the perspective of a veteran recruiter who is not just trying this out for the first time. I'm a guy who's been living and breathing this for a long time. I also want to say to you that if you have positions that need to be filled, reach out to me, send me an email at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Let me know what kind of positions they are, when you might be available, how to reach you. Let's set up a time to speak. I also want to encourage you, come over to my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have content there that will help you do an even more effective job of filling positions. So you can watch, listen to, read articles that I've written or curated. There are videos I've done for YouTube, additional podcasts of this show, as well as my job search ones. So come over to thebiggamehunter.us and go explore. I also want to mention to you, I host a show on Job Search Radio, called Job Search Radio, that has about 5,000 downloads a week. If you'd like to sponsor my insider tip for a given week and advertise your jobs, by all means, reach out to me about that. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Be back next week with more No BS hiring advice. Take care.